Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. And now, play ball. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. There goes Keene. The throw from Murray and Keene is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Joost reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Heft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Lund reaches second base with a double. Del Singh scores. Batts moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batts scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kai Thomas now playing right field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bishop, and towards Joost, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee who is chasing the ball. Delsing reaches third base with a triple. Keene scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Sushok moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marion Fricano now pitching. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heft for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Babe strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Murray moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Russ Sullivan pinch hits for Billy Heft. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bats scores. Lund goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatfield. The throw from Murray and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Erickson now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Marian Fricano. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sushok bunts towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Delsing moves to second. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Batts hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Hal Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee who is chasing the ball. Pesky reaches third base with a triple. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-4 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.